Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know they're having a good day right now. If you're talking about being an Admirals fan, holy mackerel. They're rocking it right now. They're rocking it right now. The voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, Aaron Sims, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Aaron, eight straight, man. You talk about getting a push to get into the postseason. Holy mackerel, they're getting it done.
They were due, yeah. Every team had had some kind of a positive streak all season long, and the Admirals started the year in October pretty well, but since then it had been a struggle until March 22nd, and they won eight straight, now points in 12 straight, and the magic number is still four to get into the postseason, but it's a heck of a lot closer than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, how many games remaining on the docket?
Two, just two. Saturday night, the Admirals play their last regular season game at 6 o'clock against Grand Rapids, and after the game, Billy Currington performs a postgame concert, so it's a heck of a way to end it. And then Sunday, in a game that could mean a ton, they'll take on Rockford, and Rockford is desperately trying to get back in. There's only 4 points separating third and seventh place, so two wins separating third and seventh place in the Central Division. And while Rockford needs to leapfrog some teams and get a lot of help, that game could mean everything Saturday or Sunday evening at 6.
Well, I had said before we had you on, I'm coming down Saturday. You know my wife. She's a country fan, so she's all about
Perfect.
Billy Currington, so we're going to be there. We're going to be screaming and getting crazy, but this has been I kind of counted you out for dead. I kept saying in the promos, well, they're trying to get in the postseason, and then you won, and then you won again,
yeah,
and then you won again.
Exactly.
When's the last time they went on a roll like this?
The longest winning streak in franchise history is 10, and that was in November of 2015. So, but at the end of the season, it has been a while since the Admirals went in feeling good. So the mantra sort of around the room right now, or the thought process, is that if we're lucky enough to get in, if we're fortunate enough to get in, we're going to be a hot team going in. And they feel really good about that, about their chances against either Grand Rapids or Chicago is who they will play in the first round. And they've done very well against those teams. They were part of the winning streak that they had. So the Admirals feel pretty good about where they are.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chicago, they've already clinched to get in with 43 wins, 21 losses. They've had some overtime losses and shootouts and such. But for the most part, Grand Rapids has been another team that's more attainable. They had 38 wins as opposed to the Milwaukee Admirals with 34. But I agree with you. Being hot and having a hot goaltender going into the end of the season, that's probably the biggest thing. Groznik has been fantastic, man. He's been stopped. What, 23 shots in the last one?
In the last 13 games, the Admirals goaltenders have combined for about a 1.8 goals against average, and Troy's in the 1.7 range in the last 13 games. So, and a save percentage close to 95%. So these guys have been really magnificent. The special teams have been good. They're scoring on the power play now, something they hadn't really done. And it's all starting to click. They made some early moves at the trade deadline, before the trade deadline came around. They made some moves, and it took a while for everybody to gel, and it took a while for people to get back from injury. And now you're seeing the fruits of that. Most of these guys have been healthy and together for the last month and a half, and it seems like it's finally started to gel in the middle of March, like March 10th, let's say. And ever since then, things have been very positive around the Admirals locker room.
So for Admirals fans, and there are a bunch that are coming out of the woodwork, I'm watching them now going down to, we were down at Stenny's the other night, and they were all wearing Admirals gear, and people catching
awesome.
The shuttles. And you know, obviously people watch the NHL, and they're Nashville Predators fans. You got a lot of Blackhawks fans and stuff, so you're heating up that time of year. But give me your gut feeling, likelihood of getting into the postseason.
I think the Admirals have a pretty good shot, whether it's third or fourth. I have a feeling right now it's going to be third. There's a lot of teams that, you know, Manitoba has to play two with Chicago and one with Grand Rapids. There's Iowa is in a free fall. They have to play tonight. If Iowa loses at Grand Rapids tonight, it would be Iowa's ninth straight loss. So it's I think the Admirals will get in. I think they'll take third, and I think they'll play Grand Rapids in a first round best of five series beginning sometime next week.
Which will be fantastic. And yeah. Hopefully at some point we're going to make it down to enjoy it. Now I do got to ask you some NHL hockey because now we're starting to creep in the end of the season. I know you're all about that as well. So let's talk about the NHL and where it stands right now. Give me some of the thoughts as we head towards the postseason in this really long NHL season.
Yeah, right now it's awfully hard to bet against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They have
They've been on fire.
They have two of the best defensemen in hockey, including former Badger Ryan McDonough, who's been magnificent. They have Nikita Kucherov, who scored about 130 points this year. Nobody has done that in years. Steven Stamkos was the ninth leading scorer in the league. He's a legitimate superstar. Tampa Bay is just loaded. Steve Yzerman put that thing together, and John Cooper is the perfect coach for that franchise, and it's hard to bet against them. That being said, Boston had a tremendous year this season, and they've started to rotate goaltenders a little bit in Boston, which has been interesting. But up front, Brad Marchand, he's still the pest, but he's taken his game to a new level, and Boston's awfully interesting. There are so many people who think the champion this year is going to come out of the East, between those two teams specifically. Boston has an interesting first-round matchup with Toronto. Tampa has an interesting one with Columbus, and it's interesting with Columbus because the Blue Jackets went all in. They traded for every pending free agent, it seems, all the superstar free agents that could walk next year, including one they had on their roster already in Artemi Panarin. They could have dealt him. They know he's likely to leave, but they hung on, and they're trying to do something. So it was a real interesting move that Columbus made to get into the playoffs and try to do something with really the best possible talent that they could. So it's going to be interesting to watch. In the West, I think it's wide open. I mean, Nashville finished strong. They were kind of
they've won three straight to get in, yeah.
Hammering. Exactly, but they went 8-2-1, I think, down the stretch, and Pekka Rinne has flashed his old self, and they added a young player from Boston University who was a first-round pick a couple of years ago named Dante Fabro, who's going to help them on the blue line. He'll be in the third pair, but it solidifies that lineup. Kyle Turris has started to play better, the former Badger, so they're starting to make some noise at the right time while Winnipeg is faltering. St. Louis came really out of nowhere. They were the worst team in the league on January 1st, and they found their way into the playoffs, and it's really a remarkable story. The coaching job that Craig Berube has done, and a rookie goaltender named Jordan Binnington, who has been in the organization forever, and he's just been passed over by everybody. They just never thought of him. As a matter of fact, he was loaned to a different organization last year to play because they didn't have time to develop him, so to speak. So now he's come up, and he's won 22 out of 26 games or some ridiculous number like that. So St. Louis is interesting. San Jose has to be interesting because they're loaded from top to bottom, but their goaltending is a question mark, and you can't discount Vegas. It's they were there last year, and they have a playoff-proven goaltender and a group of players who still have a chip on their shoulder. So the West is more open than the East, I think, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
I got to ask you, because I know there's people in the area that pay attention, but the Blackhawks, they were eliminated from postseason play, only 84 points in the season, 36-34 in wins and losses. And they were, by the way, they were negative 22 when it came to a goal differential this year.
Yeah.
Just what happened to them? Did they just get old that fast with some bad contracts?
That was a part of it, yes. That certainly was a part of it. And then you had Corey Crawford's injury problems, and Corey Crawford's not only getting older, but his injury issues. So Cam Ward is a nice number two, and they did a good thing to go out and get a better number two than what they had last year. Nothing against Anton Forsberg, but Cam Ward has won a Stanley Cup in his past with Carolina, and he's been a number one goalie in the league. So they did a pretty good job there. They started to piece some things together at the end, and they've added some good young players, and they're starting to get more acclimated to the lineup. The trade they made, Jordan Schmaltz, who's from Verona, Wisconsin, traded to Arizona to get Dylan Strome. That's going to work out well for both teams. Schmaltz has signed an extension already with the Coyotes, so that worked out very well for both clubs. Jeremy Colliton is a young coach. He's only going to get better, and I think he's a tremendous coach already. And then last night, they had a 2.5% chance of getting the first pick in the draft, and they ended up moving all the way to third. So from, I think they were at 13th or 12th, and they ended up with the third overall pick in this summer's draft. So they're going to get a good player there too. They have good players in Rockford. That Rockford team is getting healthy, and the Blackhawks, it won't be long. That's going to be a fast turnaround, what they're doing in Chicago.
By the way, we're talking with Aaron Sims, the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, who continue to push forward and try to get themselves into the postseason. They got an 8-game win streak. They're playing again this weekend down at the UWM Panther Arena. Billy Currington playing on the Summerfest stage after the fact. I did want to ask you, you mentioned Pekka Rinne, and I remember seeing him play going back to the Bradley Center. So how many years he got left in him with Nashville?
He signed a 2-year extension, so this the 1920 and the 2021 season. So his contract will come up at the end of 21. He'll be 37 or 38 at that point, and the thought is that will be his swan song. So we'll see. I mean, you know, it's his prerogative to keep playing, and I'm a full believer that players should play until they tell you to stop playing. So if he wants to keep playing, if somebody's going to pay him, by all means, go ahead. But I think he's a one organization guy, and I think he still has some good hockey in him. I think he's slowing down a little bit, and that's not a bad thing because they have a good number two in Juuse Saros. But I think Pekka is going to – he's at least going to fulfill his contract, and then we'll see from there.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, and hopefully they can get a Stanley Cup before he retires because that's the only thing he's got left in his career.
It really is, yeah, and I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer as a player. He's close, and a Stanley Cup would certainly help him. His longevity, there's something to be said about that. But here's something really schmaltzy and cliche, but he's a Hall of Famer as a person. He's about the nicest guy you could meet. Mm-hmm. So you can't help but root for a guy like that. I hope they do for multiple reasons. I hope they win a Stanley Cup.
And he played for the Admirals. We had a chance to see him first. That's the best part
about
it.
3 years here, indeed.
Yeah,
yes,
no doubt. Aaron, it's always good to talk to you. I will see you down there on Saturday night. I know you enjoy wearing your boots and throwing on your big hat and country music and stepping in cow pies and stuff. So I look forward to cow pieing with you, man.
We'll get after that. I look forward to it too.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.